Dr. Ron Ferguson dictating cardiology's consultation on patient, but, you know, B-U-C-H-N-E-R, first name Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, the date of birth, July 16, 1996, the date of evaluation, May 13, 2025, the chief complaint, 28-year-old male complaint of tachycardia. The HBI. The patient is noted as a 28-year-old who reports symptoms of tachycardia, period. He notes that the onset of his symptoms have been of several weeks' duration, period. He further gives history of SVT, for which he underwent ablation approximately 10 years earlier. He reports symptoms of palpitations brought on by stretching and yawning, but not exercise. Symptoms resolve spontaneously, period. He reports rare chest pressure, period. The past medical history includes one, SVT, next number. Palpitations, the past surgical history, status post-ablation at Children's Hospital, L.A., medications, none, allergies, no non-drug allergies, family history, grandfather has history of tachycardia, father also with tachycardia, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, for drug use, he notes occasional alcohol use. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 115/72, pulse 70, respiratory rate 14, height 67 inches, weight 129 pounds. In general, he's a pleasant male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute. There is an incomplete right bundle branch block. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 28-year-old male with history of SVT, period. He has borderline abnormal EKG, period. The patient reports palpitations, period. The plan, CBC, CHEM20, lipid panel, TSH, magnesium level. They'll obtain an echocardiogram, period. Follow-up, 1 month, Dr. Rowlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.